T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is 8:16 now on this Monday morning, April 6th. It's going to be a nice day. Highs of 84, pleasant, no rain, 85 tomorrow, 88 on Wednesday, 86 Thursday. Then we cool off again for the weekend. Highs of 74, 76. And, of course, Easter Sunday is Sunday, highs of 80. And I'm looking at Friday. A lot of people have crawfish boils on Good Friday, and I guess that's something we'll talk about as we get closer. Looking at Business Insider here, the past month or so has been marked by mass confusion, financial stress, and fear, the perfect storm for would-be scammers. Here to help you, try to help you from becoming a victim of those scammers is Jason Glassberg, our friend, an ethical hacker, and co-founder of Cassava Security. Hey, Jason, how are you?
Very good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm all right. You social distancing, working from home and so forth?
Doing my best. We've been doing this now for a couple of weeks, and looks like we're going to be doing it for a couple of weeks longer.
Yeah, may as well settle back. It's going to last as long as it lasts. So you exactly. Might as well just kind of live with it. Tell me about the scams and stimulus checks and, boy, nothing like a lot of money flying around, and just like that article said, people being afraid and desperate, and that is just, man, what every confidence person looks for, right?
Well, exactly. You know, it's like the bad guys can almost smell when there's this anxiety in the air, and as you say, you know, the government is now opening up the taps and sending out all this money, and with all this money coming, it just is like, you know, flies to you know what to get it. And so we're seeing an increase. Yeah, honey. Yeah. We're seeing an increase in all of these kind of phishing scams where folks are getting mail supposedly from the IRS or supposedly from the government saying, hey, you know, we've attached your form that you need to fill out in order to get your free check. Please download this file, fill it out. And of course, as soon as you download this file, you're going to be infected with malware. We're also seeing folks getting SMS messages or emails directing them to fake government sites saying, hey, please log in, give me your information. I need to know your name, your address, your social security, all of the information that people could use to steal your identity. So definitely a large uptick in this kind of activity.
You know, I've always wondered about the anatomy of a fraud like this because, you know, we've never been through anything like this. So people that do this for a living, the scammers, this is going on here. Let's see how I can make money off of it. Is that pretty much the genesis of it, how it starts?
Well, exactly. You know, and it's like the situation changes, but the con game is still the same. It's really no different than at tax time. People get the fake emails about, you know, how to get their tax returns, or even during the holiday season. Hey, you know, here's a great sale. If you want to get this special discount coupon, please log in here and, you know, give me the information of where to send it to. So, you know, the mechanics of these crimes are always the same. The situation that they, you know, present them in is what changes.
Mm-hmm. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here when we come back. You can tell us maybe some of the top three or top four that are going around. And if you guys have any questions or comments about something suspicious you may have received online or in the mail and you want to run by Jason, please give us a text at 870-870. and I'll see that I ask him. Jason Glassberg, ethical hacker and co-founder of Kasaba Security. Ton of money floating around, a lot of fear, a lot of uncertainty, and the scammers just move in on that like flies to honey. Time now to take a look at traffic on WWL. Tommy Tucker, WWL, 824 here at the Belchase Broadcast Bunker. As we all work from home and do what we can, get this thing behind us as quickly as possible, Jason Glassberg is our guest and our friend, ethical hacker and co-founder of Kasaba Security. You know, during the break, I'm doing some online looking here, and I'm seeing all kinds of pop-up ads for masks and thermometers and different products. Is that an area about which people have to be very careful as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, again, as we keep saying, the bad guys know exactly how to take care of a situation. People know that masks and hand sanitizer are in short supply. And so they see a pop-up ad that says, hey, get 100 masks for $4.95 or 3 bottles of hand sanitizer if you sign up. And what happens, of course, is that's just another avenue to collect your personal information and or redirect you to a site that will deliver malware. You know, the bottom line is if something seems too, good to be true, it usually is too good to be true.
So who polices whatever it is that goes, like with the pop-ups that you get offering you? I just saw here one for COVID-19. What is it? The 95 masks that people use. I forgot the number now because I closed it.
N95.
And hand sanitizer, like you're saying, and thermometers and so forth. So, well, not really a thermometer. I guess you'd call it what measures your temperature, whatever the hell you call it. Who monitors these things to see if they're legit? Because it seems to me almost like, you know, a fly-by-night business where, boom, they're there, they get your money, then they're gone, and nobody knows what happened.
Well, that's just it, and it's a real cat-and-mouse game because as soon as you shut one down, another one can pop up. And so ultimately the FTC, and they're doing a real good job of trying to track these down and take them offline, but of course as soon as you knock one down, it's whack-a-mole. Another one comes up. Another group that's really been standing up and trying to enforce these are a lot of the online vendors, the more reputable ones, the Amazons and the eBays and stuff, have publicly stated that they will not allow these kinds of false ads and the corollary of price gouging. So, you know, for a $1.99 mask, you shouldn't have to pay $35. Mm. So those companies have really kind of self-policed and done a pretty good job. But again, it's like playing whack-a-mole, you know. Again, it's going to be up to the individual to decide if this seems unrealistically good, you know, to take appropriate action.
This one here says non-contact in-stock infrared thermometer. I got a Mac. Should I click on it or not?
Well, do you need one? I would go to a more reputable, vendor, Walmarts and your Amazons and all these stores that, you know, have been there before this problem and will be there after this problem are the ones I personally would trust.
Does the Mac prevent me from a lot of malware or those kind of things?
Unfortunately, no. The Macintosh is very good and Apple is awesome at protecting against certain kinds of malware. But remember, these are web-based. And so the browsers that folks use, whether it's your Internet Explorer or your Chrome or your Firefox, are really the same things on all the different platforms, on your phone, whether it's Android or iOS or your PC. And so many of the tricks that people fall for will work on any platform.
Hang on, I'm going to unplug it. Give me a second. So somebody's texting in about phony tests, which is really the lowest of the low, because they could give you a false negative, and then you're going out thinking you're fine and infecting other people.
Absolutely. There was just a case in Texas where folks were selling a World Health Organization vaccine kit for $4.95. You know, now the FTC caught him and shut him down, but it just goes to show you the low level that these, you know, I would call them deranged individuals would go to take advantage of this kind of situation.
Let's talk in the 60 seconds we have left about Zoom. I know the SEC had a problem with a company named Zoom whose stock hadn't moved since 2005, I think it was, and it was going crazy. And they said, whoa, hang on here a second. And come to find out, people were buying the wrong Zoom. But what about hacking with Zoom, et cetera? The real Zoom.
Well, what happens is Zoom is an online video conferencing. People are at home. They need to communicate with their workers and loved ones. So what better way to do it than through your computer? There's a lot of competing products. You know, you can FaceTime or you can Skype. But Zoom, for whatever reason, really caught the eyes and ears of everyone. The problem is that Zoom was not really designed with security in mind out of the box. And so what people discovered is that meetings could be joined without any kind of password. So you could be holding a school, you know, schools were using them, and people would go in, and they call it Zoom bombing, which would be unauthorized people going in and just, you know, either cracking jokes or saying, you know, rude remarks and kind of destroying these meetings. And it really became a whole meme on the internet about how to Zoom bomb. And a lot of folks have gone in and either, you know, shut down their Zoom meetings or, you know, increase the security of them by going into the settings and turning on passwords and such.
The electronic equivalent of who's in the back of the room? Who are you? We'll take a break. Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Prank calling.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. All right, we'll take a break, come back, talk about the virus and testing. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we'll go to Dave Cohen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.